And may amen also to the gift of peace. If anyone has been wrestling with challenges or wrestling with a decision or wrestling with different unknowns, how the gift of peace is such a bath upon you. This is the opportunity, if you had a special prayer that you would like to lift up, whether it's a reading of a prayer or an extemporaneous prayer that just comes from the heart, or if you have an item from show and tell that you weren't ready to share last week or you've been kind of thinking about, I would like to offer that opportunity and time to you now.
Every Sunday we would sing, now they would sing this little prayer. And there's an extra verse in here that we didn't sing, but it's very simple. Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. This is the verse we didn't sing. He's in my heart. But that's still a wonderful memory, and it's kind of a show and tell for ourselves.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. If you wonder if you make a difference, I hope if you were brought up in the church young that there's a Sunday school teacher that just sticks out to you. They made a concept just seem so beautiful to you, or how to deal with life, or a prayer that you remember years later. You have the opportunity to make an impact. And this is part of the show and tell, is to also honor those who did encourage you on your journey, or it was a gift or a service that really changed your sight path. So thank you for sharing that. Any others? As we continue camp days, there will be different opportunities. Show and tell, you are welcome to share at any point. I think it's important if there's something that connects you. And as we start to share our faith journey, it helps others remember theirs or acknowledge parts that they're like, I didn't even know that was part of my story. And as soon as you said it, it was like, oh my goodness, I can't imagine my life without that. So we encourage that. We encourage praying as a completely normal activity for the big and the small, whether it be individual or community, there is power there. Next week I shared we will be focusing on gifts. So if there is a charity or an organization that you really means something to you, please lift it up. It might be a ministry that speaks to others that they had no idea even existed. Or if there's a ministry need you see here in our community, maybe it's something as a church we can rally behind. We all are given open hearts and open eyes and to work together. The next week is service. If you have any talent, and it doesn't just have to be musical, but if you do have one, please feel free to share that and lift it up. Maybe it's telling jokes. Maybe it is you are a fabulous cook and want to pass on a recipe to us or have a little snack. I mean, we've all got these gifts, and we want to share that and embrace that together. And then the last one is witness, which is kind of along the show and tell lines, if there is a story of your faith that you would like to lift up. I have shared with you many times, I grew up in a house that prayed. I mean, we prayed over the minute, we prayed over the big. There is not an instant in my life that I can't imagine that we didn't pray over or could have. I cannot stress enough the power of prayer. And I also love this scripture that I'm going to share with you today, and I think is a powerful scripture for a vision of prayer. You've also heard how much I love Peter. He is my number one disciple. He is the one I relate to, and it is because of this scripture right here that I fell in love with him. We are going to continue last week's Gospel of Matthew, but we're going to pick up in chapter 14, verse 22 through 33. Immediately he, this is Jesus, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat battered by the waves was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, I love Peter. Right? So first we see, let's start with Jesus. I first see what I said to you as like being the host of a party. You were in charge of a celebration. Maybe it was at your house. And so first he takes care of the disciples. Like, okay, you need to get on the boat and go on and do your ministry. Go on and do your work. So he gets them off. And then he has these crowds of people that he has to encourage. Like, it's time to go. You have been fed. You have enjoyed this moment. Because that's all that what just happened last week. Is Jesus had found out John the Baptist was dead and gone. And so he wanted to go take a moment, and the crowds followed him. And the disciples wanting to take care of Jesus, like, "You've shared the lesson, we can send them home to eat, or at least to town." And Jesus said, "No, they showed up, let them sit down, and we'll make it work." And now that they've had this feast, now that they've had this time together, it's time to move on. So the disciples are taken care of, the crowds are dispersing home, and I just imagine Jesus had just a moment of, whew, right? That there was this moment, there was this miracle, there was this ministry. Good stuff happened. You should reflect on that. You should take a moment to go, "Wow, God, I saw you today." And so did others. For some people, this was their first time meeting you. How amazing. And then this is the Jesus we know that goes off and he's going to talk to God. I hope in a moment of challenge, I hope in a moment of celebration, I hope in the ordinary time, you take time to walk away and just be with God. Where do you pray? I'm not saying where can you pray, I'm not saying where you should pray, I'm saying where do you pray? Maybe you find quiet time. Maybe you have a key to here in the sanctuary. I promise you, if you need time here, I am happy to come meet you and step away if you feel like this is where you could have a moment with God. Maybe it's in your own car. Maybe there's a special spot in your house. Maybe there is a special nature place near you. Maybe it's a library. Maybe it's a coffee shop. But where do you pray? Has it been a while since you've been there? I really encourage you to take a moment. Because prayer is transformative. Because A, it blurs this stress of here. The demands of the world. The things tugging on you. The things that are making you feel like it's impossible. And prayer puts the focus on God. It is the best connector, and it will change you mentally, spiritually, perhaps physically. So now we have Jesus has dismissed the people. He's up praying, and a storm's coming through, right? Have you ever had a moment like, I'm going to take some quiet time for me? Oh, no. My disciples are in trouble. I can see it. But Jesus is always going to take care of his brothers, take care of his sisters. And so he sees the storms a-brewing and comes down. He's like, okay, I've refreshed, I've refocused, I've restored. I'm going to go take care of my loved ones. And he comes down, but he sent them out on the ship. So he starts walking on water. Now at first, the disciples are scared. They're terrified. There's a person walking on water. Now, if you're not expecting something, are we thinking Jesus is so big? Is he not human? What is it? What is creating this? Have you ever prayed a prayer and then it was answered in a way you weren't quite expecting? And it was kind of upsetting? That's what I connect to this visual. Drew was born 11 weeks early and premature in not great circumstances. But I was in full denial when I was put on bed rest and then put into the hospital. Now, some of you would be like, oh, that's not good. But I was in denial. I was like, okay, I'm going to go in the hospital. We'll do some tests and back home. I got 11 weeks before this baby's coming out. And I remember my doctor talking to me, and she's like, I guess we'll have to cancel next week's appointment. I'm like, oh, no, doctor, I plan on keeping that. I'm going to be out in, what, 2 days? I'll see you. You keep that appointment. Don't take it off. And so that doctor let me be in a little bit of delusional, but I had another specialist. And he's like, yeah, you're here until you deliver. But I'm still in denial. I'm going to be here 11 weeks. And he's like, sweetheart, I don't think you're going to make this weekend. I'm sorry, your math is off, doctor. Right? I'm in prayers. I'm in a storm, but I ain't dealing with this person walking on water stuff. I've got stuff to do. And that's how I felt those disciples were like, God, save us. Calm the storm. Oh, I don't need this person walking on the water. You can just stop that nonsense. That's not the way I want this prayer answered. And then there's a moment of calmness. And Peter's like, you know what, Jesus, if it's you and you're walking on water, if you say come, I'll come. And Jesus says, come. And Peter in his eagerness, Peter in his faithfulness, Peter in his belief jumped out and was running to Jesus in my eyes. Like, no problem. Walking on water. Jesus, I see you. And then one strong gust of wind bobbles him. Oh, no. Oh, all of a sudden the earth reminded me I'm on water and I sink in water. I don't float on top, right? Maybe God's planted a seed of ministry in you. Maybe God's answered a prayer in a miraculous way for you. And you are halfway to Jesus when all of a sudden you take your eyes off of God and go, the world will pull me down. The water will drown me. And Peter starts sinking. Because he lost his vision of God. He lost the center. All of a sudden, he was working with the world, and the world was not working on his behalf. And Jesus reaches out, because Jesus always has you. When we pray, God notices. There is not a place you will go that Jesus isn't willing to reach out his hand. And even with love, you of little faith, I got you. When we pray, it's the most powerful thing we can do. And the world, I see this after almost every natural disaster or every catastrophe, Your thoughts and prayers mean nothing. If all you're saying is thoughts and prayers, you're right, that means nothing. That's diddly squat, that's a word. But if you are truly putting an intentional prayer, that could change everything. Because when you start praying, you have put the focus on God and you're like, God, help me see how I can help. Maybe I can help gather people. Maybe I can gather resources. Maybe I am praying for the person to get the message on their heart who will lead them to safety, who will lead them to a new community, who will lead them to better. And so when we are the church body, I said that's our camp theme. We are the church together. Last week in presence, it was heart. And I really struggled between presence and prayers. Which one do I assign the heart part of the body? But presence means we're there. And even if we're not physically there, that we are there. And the prayers sometimes have to be put into thoughts because they have to be put into action. I don't need just what my heart, I don't need my prayers to just live there. I need them to live and breathe and connect with other people's prayers and see the difference. That's the power of prayer. I can believe in prayer because I've seen it ever since I was a kid. I told you from the mini to the big, and everything in between. A lot of you don't know what happened last week. Thursday, we had had another rainstorm. And I knew I was supposed to give a talk on Saturday, a long talk, and I contacted that person. I said, I'm going to have to back out of speaking that day. I said, I can already feel my voice is going, and I need it for Sunday. I have two church services, and it's Communion Sunday above that, so there's a lot of talking. And I could feel a little bit of the frog. Friday, I was croaking. Like, there were words like, hello, how are you? Like, it was, oh, yep, you're going. And Saturday, if you talked to me at all, I was, hello. I'm fine. And they're like, that sounds awful. And I'm like, I know it sounds awful. It doesn't hurt at all, but I have no voice. I had no idea what was going to happen Sunday morning. And I know a lot of people started praying for me, people who told me and people who did not. And on Sunday morning, when I said good morning to Corey, complete normal voice. And I was like, that's awesome. And I showed up and I had three croaks at Duncan, some voice changes. And Sunday, when I couldn't come right away to announcements, I was drinking as much water as I could to coat my voice because I knew it was going. And also, if you felt like communion was starting to get very stilted, I was really trying to keep communion, but as where I could lessen some words without taking away the sacrament. That's the power of prayer, and that's why I believe. Because you don't always know the circumstance, but sometimes the world is changing for another. Any who are intimidated by prayer, don't be. A prayer can be words, it can be written, it can be a song, it can be scripture. When we prayed that blessing of the backpacks, I read scripture and then I shared a prayer. There is prayers throughout the hymnal. If you are like, I cannot find words for a prayer, go to the Psalms. I encourage you to pray the Psalm of 65 out loud. Something I read recently, if you are like, what psalm should I pray? You can either just open any of them, or up to five times of the day, except the 31st, you can't get a multiple of five. But otherwise, maybe this week you're like, I'm gonna pray the date times two. So I did that, today is the 13th, and the Psalm 65, and in it tells you how God is the one who listens to prayers. It's a prayer of thanksgiving over the beauty. To just pray the Psalms out loud. To pray the breath. To pray together. Don't let prayer intimidate you. It connects you to God like Peter walking on the ocean. It moves you towards God, towards God's will. And it's going to help blur those challenges, blur those things pulling at you that you can't do this. As soon as Peter felt the brush of wind, he lost sight of God. And Jesus, as he reached out to him, reminded him, "I was always here for you." So let us have the eagerness of Peter. Jesus, if you say come, I'll come. But then we got to have that moment. I'm staying focused on you, God, and how you call me. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, there will be different opportunities and different ways to offer prayer to you. It can be with a breath. It can be in song. It can be hearing and listening to a friend, a neighbor. It can be an action. God, we need you. Let us run out to you like Peter, in eagerness, in excitement, in full, total belief. And let not one strong gust knock us down, for the world will cause doubt. But you ask for our belief, and you're there to catch us always. In your precious and holy name, amen. If I could encourage you to please sing with us the final hymn, Stand By Me, which is number 512, verses 1, 2, and 5. You are, of course, welcome to stand at the altar or kneel if you would like to spend time with God there. And I encourage after the hymn for all of us to gather in prayer for Stacy. Please join me in song. Dismiss the light into the world. God, help us to stay ignited. Help us to stay on fire for you with a passion to share your love and your peace. God, we ask that you go with those who are starting the new school year. And God, we will pray over Stacy and her journey and her family. But God, may we be willing to jump in the sea if you so call, and not get distracted by life's storms, but to stay fully focused on you. In your precious and holy name, amen.